This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast it live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to all our great military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget about all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. And to all our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi and our bus drivers, thanks to keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, we got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there seems to be a big stink about the gruesome twosome, the two Arab dolls, known as Tlaib and Omar, because Israel is not going to let them into the country. And to that I say, about time.
Well, yes, you know, Israel has, by law, they can decide who can come into the country and so forth. And there's a lot going on with this as well, because part of this issue, from what I understand, Captain, is that Tlaib and Omar, and again, this according to reports, were not very keen on wanting to coordinate with the Israeli authorities about their trip. So that poses a couple of different things. Number one, where are they going, and what are they, who are they going to see, and what's going to be going on? But also, their very fact that they would be there could also be a lightning rod, and that is in and of itself a security situation. So there is a lot. There's a lot going on here.
They were not going to go see the pilgrims that landed on Plymouth Rock. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
And Nancy had to chime in, you know, good old Nancy Pelosi. She had to chime in. And she says, Israel's denial of entry to Congresswomen Tlaib and Omar is a sign of weakness and beneath the dignity of the great state of Israel. The president's statements about the congresswomen are a sign of ignorance and disrespect and beneath the dignity of the office of president. Well, let me tell you something. These two women are a security risk to the United States of America based on the statements that they have made, period, and shouldn't be anywhere near anything that is classified or secret or whatever, because they couldn't get a security clearance in private life.
Well, right. And, of course, some of the very incendiary things that Omar, Representative Omar, has said are just fantastical in the sense that you can't imagine this is being said by a United States member of Congress. For example, talking about, if I recall correctly, something about she wanted the eyes of the world to be open to what what Israel does and this kind of thing. That's an activist talk, and it's not it's not any kind of a cogent, reasonable talk about foreign policy and differences and this kind of stuff.
Well, here's the main reason why they're not getting in. They also strained relationships with the country of Israel because of their support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the BDS movement, against Israel. And they also were vocal supporters for legislation that would have made it legal for the U.S. policy to boycott Israel. Although it was overwhelmingly voted down, 398-17 in the House of Representatives. They made no friends when they did that with Israel.
Well, exactly right. And, yeah, the BDS is, for some reason, I have no idea why they believe that something like that is really going to fly. It's completely anti-Israel, and they stand alone with that to a great degree. And so this is very, very disturbing, the kinds of things that they've said, the atmosphere that they're willing to create. And again, why are you in Congress? So what are you doing in Congress? What kinds of things are you trying to accomplish other than, it seems, creating a massive amount of chaos?
Exactly. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And, all I can tell you is that if I was in the Knesset in Israel, if I was the prime minister of Israel, if I had anything to do with Israel, those would be the last two people in the world I would want in my country.
Well, right. Now, the only thing that's going on after that, of course, would be that they're, trot out to a news media in many ways that wants to be very sympathetic to them and, oh, poor them, they can't get into Israel, that kind of thing. So they'll try to milk it. But again, just as you mentioned with the whole BDS phenomenon there, that's something that is so far out of the mainstream that I hope they talk about it more so that more people will see exactly where they're coming from.
Sure. And, folks, I'm speaking with Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, and we speak to him at least 5 nights a week. This week we're speaking to him 6 because he gets to do a little extra duty. And, of course, next week we should have Wayne Allen Root on, so Kyle will go back to 5. But fact of the matter is, a lot of people, Kyle, like hearing you.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that. It's great to be here.
And I'm going to tease something. We're not going to be able to get to the whole thing. What the hell is going on out there in California? You've got two moms that are saying, lewd sex education is now coming to schools, and the kids are being told that they've got to take it. The parents are being told, you can't tell these kids not to take this course. Hold that thought. We'll get to that when we come back, because I've never heard of something like that. That was an option the parents always could opt out on if they wanted to because of their religious or personal beliefs. So we'll get to that in a minute. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, you've got it either from arthritis like I do, or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, whatever they are, muscle aches and any kind of pain in general, let me make a suggestion to you that's worked for me. It's called Relief Factor, and you can get started with the 1995 3-week quick start package. What you do is you order it off the website, and I'll give you that address here in a minute. You order it off the website, and you try it for 3 weeks. You follow the instructions that are there. Take it the way it says to take it, and it should show you some sort of relief. Now, depending on the level of relief you're looking for, it will determine on whether or not you make your next decision, which is to just do nothing, and you'll suddenly get the automatic shipment sent to you. Now, that's what I chose to do, and I've been taking it for a little bit more than 3 years now. And it works for me. Now, it's worked for a lot of other people that I've referred to Relief Factor to have them take it. And some people, maybe it didn't because of whatever. I understand that. But if it doesn't work, you're only out $20 and you move on. But for the ones that it works for, guess what? We know it's the real deal. That it's all natural. So the website to go to, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. Again, the 1995 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We had a near disaster with another racing family, a conglomerate named Dale Earnhardt Jr., his young wife, their one-year-old child, plane crashed near Bristol, Tennessee, coming into the Thunder Alley airport up there, the racetrack where they're going to be racing this weekend. Miraculously, he got away. They got away with less than serious injuries. Now, his wife, I believe, is still in the hospital, as is the young one. They're in there for precautionary measures, but it didn't take very long for that plane to go up in flames.
Well, exactly right. And the pictures that we've seen of the plane, it's hard to believe that the injuries were so, as they're being described, minor in this case. And so it's definitely a miraculous thing to be sure. And certainly with a one-year-old aboard, you can't imagine what the parents were going through at that moment. But it's good to know everybody got out. And we just hope that they're going to be just fine.
And this is not the first time we've had aircraft go down, whether it be a helicopter or whether or not it be an aircraft with some racing folks on it. I remember, I think it was Davy Allison went down in a helicopter years ago. And this racetrack has had more than one accident at it in terms of aircraft going down, too. That there's something about it. I seem to remember the airport being like right along the interstate up there in Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And the airplane as well evidently is registered to Earnhardt's JR Motorsports. It's a twin-engine Cessna Citation Latitude. So obviously there's going to be an investigation as to what exactly happened, but it's a privately owned, privately maintained plane. One would think that they would take very seriously the maintenance of it. So we'll be interested to see what would actually cause this crash.
Now, the Jeffrey Epstein autopsy has raised more questions than it has answers. Fox's Dr. Mark Siegel says that the Epstein broken neck and the bones broken neck point to a very ominous possibility, and that is strangulation.
Yes, I mean, from what we hear about this particular bone in the neck is something that they say, you know, is typically broken during the act of strangulation and a murder, basically. And so whether or not it was broken as a result of the pressure applied, of what we're told that he hung himself, basically, a lot of that's going to have to come out in the autopsy. And it's going to, but again, there has to be some kind of reasonable explanation that goes from A to B to C to D, I think, for people to try to, you know, essentially put down these kinds of conspiracy theories. But in absence of all that, and with all this weird information that we keep getting, it's not surprising that people have some pretty interesting theories about the nature of his death.
Well, they let a serial assault convict out mistakenly out of prison, who wasn't supposed to go anywhere. That's number one, the day before. And then 3 hours before, or whatever, I guess it was, he hadn't been checked down for 3 hours, supposed to be checked down every 25 minutes. And then just a few hours before that, they transferred his partner that was in the cell that was living there with him to another part of the jail and left him by himself. Now, it's too easy for somebody to put one and one together and come up with two, because it's possible in those blocks like that where the cameras didn't show everything, I might add, it's possible in those blocks to open a door, leave his door unlocked, let's say, and to open the door for another inmate to be able to get out and slip in there and do whatever they did. Now, this is just the way the cookie crumbles, and I'm not telling anything that anybody doesn't already know about.
Well, right, and so there's a two-pronged issue to this. Number one is a forensic investigation. What happened? Is this more likely a deliberate act rather than the person committing suicide or a murder, basically? And the other would be, of course, possible criminal investigation, trying to backtrack, what were the circumstances, who had access. And, of course, when there's this kind of big-time money and big-time information and big-time players involved, you have to cover all the bases, no doubt.
Yeah, now, we've got Beto O'Rourke, who for some reason is, he just needs to be quiet and go away. His days as a presidential candidate, in my opinion, are gone. What do you think?
Well, you know, somebody has been telling him, I think, you know, maybe go run for Senate. But
I've heard that.
Yeah, but he's not gonna heed that at all. Maybe he would have a better chance at that the second time around, basically, but he seems to be fixated on running for president for some odd reason, but yet doesn't seem to really check any of the boxes whatsoever about being a viable candidate. And yeah, he's back again, and he's sort of lamenting the idea of the corn dogs and Ferris wheels at the state fairs. Doesn't want to go back to that, evidently. So yeah, I mean, for entertainment purposes, maybe it's great, but it doesn't really seem to be serious in the sense that, as I said, that he would be a viable candidate at this point.
Well, here's what he's talking about when it comes to guns, which is why he thinks he should still be in the mix of things. Listen to this.
I begin with the gun that was used in that act of terror and the number of guns that we have in this country right now. You may have read the news that the killer's mother, when she learned that he had ordered an AK-47 and had received it, called the police in Allen, Texas. What does my son, who is not enlisted in the military, who has no need for a weapon of war, no training in it, what does he need with this gun? Though she may not have known how to articulate the question, she was asking for help for herself, for her son, and really, by extension, for this country. I know from listening to the surgeons and the doctors who have treated these gunshot victims at Del Sol and UMC, some of whom also serve at William Beaumont Army Medical Center, have been trained in combat trauma care. The wounds that they are seeing are like the wounds that they saw in Afghanistan and Iraq. These weapons, like the AK-47, were designed to kill people as effectively, as efficiently, in as great a number as possible, and that's exactly what they're doing. When you listen to the doctors describe the internal injuries of these survivors, it is absolutely horrifying. But to this point, we have a Congress too craven to act, a democracy not up to the task that favors those who can pay for access and influence and outcomes, the complicity and the silence of those who are in positions of public trust. And that's exactly what has happened here in this country.
Now, you notice what he forgot to say was it's not the guns that kill the people, it's the person behind the gun.
Right, exactly.
He did not say that.
Yeah, and you know, nobody wants people to be harmed, as he was talking about, but you're right. Nothing said about responsible gun owners in this country who far outweigh the others.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit more right after the break. So hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here, coming right up right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking about the Democratic agenda during a Keep America Great Again rally in Manchester, New Hampshire.
I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that. But you have no choice but to vote for me, because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
The Philadelphia gunman Maurice Hill under arrest after shooting at 6 police officers while some of them were serving a warrant. A day after the tense standoff, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross telling reporters he's grateful none of the Philadelphia police officers seriously hurt.
In the beginning of that scene being there, I did not think it would end nearly the way it did. I mean, there was dialogue that was being presented to us at the scene that suggested this man was not going to go back to prison, and he had made that clear.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest insurer in the United States of America, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, you can find out more by checking out your local GEICO office, and there's a couple of ways to do that. And they'll offer you coverage for everything from the car or truck that you're driving to the motorcycle, the ATV, the boat, the RV, or the snowmobile that you own. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. So, check them out online at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Or look them up in the phone book if you still have one, and some people still do have phone books. Or just Google them. Don't Google them because Google spies on you. Look them up online on the net, however you want to do that. So there you go. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, before we get into a little something here that I want to finish with, AOC, the gift that keeps on giving, chimed in about Trump supporters that are not educated enough to recognize their own racism. And she's calling on the government schools to teach, and government in general, to teach the people more about racism in the country.
Wow. Well,
tell me about it.
Well, here's the thing. This is when I saw this earlier, and I thought to myself, well, what she's talking about is this notion that you know, you're being racist, but you don't really even know it. And you can't recognize it because you haven't been educated about it. Therefore, here comes AOC, here comes AOC and her minions, and they're going to point out to you, whenever you're being racist, and it may always be a surprise to you, you know, in other words, and so it's almost like the perfect scam to be able to say, now whatever you're doing is racist. And so, again, simply trying to build up their power, build up their influence, build up their ability. And, by the way, nobody wants to be called a racist. So if they run over and say, oh, my goodness, what you just did, well, that's racist. You're going to freeze in your tracks. You're going to be terrified about this. And they use it as a political weapon. And ultimately, Captain, it begins to diminish even the term racism.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unfair to the people who actually are being discriminated against. It's terrible.
Yeah, and James is there. Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff is chiming in from, from the area. And he's saying that he's in California. I guess he's in California. He's saying, let's see, the gun doesn't do the damage. The bullet that comes out of the barrel is that hits the person is what does the damage. The AR-15 shoots the .223 bullet, shoots more than that. Over 1,000, there you go, 1,000 different types of rifles use the .223 bullet, blah, 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 blah. Again, I don't even care about the ammunition. That's not the point. It's not the guns. It's the people behind the gun. And there are folks that have gotten weapons that, in a simple question and answer series or something like that, somewhere along the line, things have been missed. Even the last array of shooters, even though they got their weapons legally, there were signs in there that things were not right, that things were going to happen. Comments were made to people and whatnot. And I mean, you gotta say something. You gotta say something.
Well, that's right, and especially in our society today, it's even though we're more connected technically with technology and social media, we seem to be a little less connected when it comes to the personal interaction, in the sense that you would go and do something or say something just like what you're talking about, Captain. And so we've got to feel more comfortable with doing that.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. 22 caliber rifles. It's kind of like a bee sting if you ever get hit with them, unless you get hit in a vital area. But if you take a 22 caliber shell and you make it a hollow point bullet, which you can do, suddenly you've got a bullet instead of going in about the size of my little finger here, coming out about the size of my little finger, you got one that's going to come out the size of my thumb simply because you made it a hollow point. And that's where the ammunition part comes into effect. Maybe you shouldn't have some of this combat ammunition that they've got because of what it will do in the event you use it. But the police certainly have to have that because when they shoot at somebody, they got to mean business. They got to mean business.
Well, exactly right. And so I think the conversation is about these kinds of things. You don't need a military-grade bullet or this kind of stuff. And so there's all kinds of things that can be talked about. But because the far left, their ultimate goal, of course, is to take away guns from everybody.
Yep.
Nobody should have a gun, ever.
Yep, socialism on steroids.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter is, we live in a dangerous world. Bad people will get weapons, whether they're guns. I mean, don't forget what happened in London. They had to ban knives or something because people were getting knife attacks.
And let's not forget that this guy in Philadelphia who shot these cops had a 12-page rap sheet. He never should have been out on the street, but because the legal system kept letting him out, even though he had a whole list of felonies that should have put him in jail for life, he had enough weapons in there and enough firepower to take on more than what he took on.
Exactly right. So, again, we have to look at this sort of holistically, look at the system, and be able to plug these holes and to enforce the law. And if people have to go away and be incarcerated, well, so be it. I mean, in other words, we have to protect the people, the good people, who want to live their lives, doing their job, and raising their families. That's the first order of business.
Now, you like to know that the students at the universities are doing their part for climate change, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
But what would you say if I told you a college in the United Kingdom has banned beef, banned beef to fight climate change? No more meat at that college.
Well, I mean, that sounds like one of those kind of, virtue signaling sorts of things, but because somehow cows and agriculture, well, that's all contributing to global warming. But if you look around, there are some pretty big major polluters on Earth, namely China, for example. Russia might be in there as well, of course, but if we really want to do something, we have to have a pretty good comprehensive approach. And just saying you can't have a hamburger, that may not go as far as they think it might go.
Right, and we've got David chiming in on one of our Uber drivers. I'm going to see what it says here in a second. But, folks, if you want to chime in, there's a couple ways to do it. You can call us at 877-969-8600, or you can send us a message right off the Facebook page for the Captain's America Radio Show, which is what Jeff did, which is what James is doing, which is what David is doing. Good morning, Captain. In my humble opinion, the problem is not the guns. The problem is the desensitization of life, and it's all about me and my God, who are killing babies in the womb. Let's see, we're letting our seniors and veterans die for the lack of care. Well, yeah, social justice in general, you know, the things have changed. People's priorities have changed over the years. And the socialist aim of things here, they have actually desensitized some things, making it easier for the socialists to get their points across.
Well, sure. And, but the reason why people, pick up a gun and so forth is, we've seen either they're whacked out on drugs, some kind of psycho drug thing, or they have they're mentally disturbed, generally speaking, or they have a hatred in their heart, and they have become desensitized to human life. They have, to the taking of human life. And they see this happen in the movies. They see it happen all the time.
And very quickly, the president was in New Hampshire last night. They had one whale of a rally. I mean, they had a lot of people there again, and a lot of cheering and a lot of rooting and carrying on.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the president was there talking about the things happening in the economy, of course. I think he lost New Hampshire by a very small margin back in 2016. So he's got a pretty good base to build on there at this point. And this is different than it even was in 2016.
And he was encouraging his former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, to run for Senate against the senator up there, Jeanine Sheehan.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so these rallies really do, again, give the president the chance to communicate directly with the people, to be able to say what he has to say, and at the same time, too, saying, look, as I understand, if you don't like my tweets and so forth, hey, that's one thing, but if you look at the economy, your 401k, all these kinds of things, these indicators are all up and people are doing better.
All righty. Tell everybody how to your show, friend.
Yeah. Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. And Dave, I'll take a look at your message during the break. We'll be right back, folks, with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty. Ray Carlisle. Rooster Cruisin'. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that went out to Dave up in Indiana. So, Dave, that one was for you. Ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I'm telling you, pull on in there, grab yourself a cup of coffee. And if you're out there right now and you need a little break, that's the place to do it. Because it'll be your little shining light in the middle of the island. But anyway, today, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect for a large portion of the desert southwest into the California desert. Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms will be possible from the central high plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley. We do have some storms moving across now from Kansas into Missouri. We'll get to that in a minute. And these storms will feature large hail, damaging winds. There could be a tornado or two in these storms right now with locally heavy rainfall, which will definitely result in heavy flooding. Now, we do have, right now, a couple of tornado watches going on. One south of Kansas City and west of Kansas City. It looks like Olathe might be where it's at. They're coming around the outside loop of Kansas City, Kansas right now. And we've got rain from Kansas City all the way down to the Oklahoma line and just north of I-44 in Missouri on up towards Kansas City and to the east, I-70, KC, over about 30 or 40 miles into Missouri right now. And that's definitely moving to the east. That is a line of thunderstorms, and there could be some severe weather in there. So keep your weather radios on and pay attention to what's going on in that area, eastern Kansas and western Missouri tonight, as there may be some bad weather coming your direction. It's moving from west to east. Now, I'm going to start out in Florida because we've got a lot of rain that's been coming in here, hit or miss, 50%, 70% probabilities, depending on where you're at, Gulf Coast of Florida. We also have this tropical wave that's been trying to make its way into the Gulf of Mexico. And the conditions are there not necessarily for a storm, but with this tropical disturbance adding to the mix of the heat, the humidity, some of the weather coming in off the Gulf has been monsoonal type rain. For example, yesterday twice, two separate occasions that I personally saw the rain, not only here at the studio but at my house, it was raining sideways, which is what you usually get when you get a tropical system of some sort. And that was twice yesterday. Ground is pretty well saturated here, even though we did get a chance to watch a baseball game last night, which was played on a pretty good field in Clearwater. So there you go. But taking a look at the East Coast, east of the Mississippi River. Around Atlanta, Georgia, we've got some poor air quality alerts. Around Birmingham, the same thing. Up in the central part of Carolina, that's South Carolina, North Carolina, towards the Greensboro area, poor air quality alert. We do have some rain in the central part of Virginia, not very far away from Wytheville, Virginia. It looks like right now it's going to be pretty good so far from the race in Bristol. Depends on where those thunderstorms go to from west to east. And you got some scattered showers up in South Dakota tonight, eastern part of South Dakota. In addition, Metroplex of Dallas, you got some poor air quality there. Down in the Galveston and Houston area, headed south out of Houston, you've got some poor air quality alerts there. You've got red flag fire warnings up in the western part of Colorado, west of Denver, and in the higher elevations right around Denver and Pueblo and up on the Wyoming line, and then going over into the eastern part of Utah tonight. More red flag warnings. Arizona, Phoenix, West, I-8, I-10, high heat index advisories, temperatures with a heat index 115 to 120 degrees again, all the way out into the high desert of California, which includes Barstow coming out of Kingman, going west, which includes the bottom part of Nevada, Las Vegas, north of Las Vegas, going up towards Mesquite. You've got a high heat index advisory there, but for temperatures between 100 and 105. Ontario, California, on up to about Bakersfield, high heat index advisory, temperatures about 100 to 105. North of there, going all the way up towards Redding, high heat advisory, temperatures all the way up to 110. That's what it'll feel like. Temperatures will be near 100 in the valley. And in the Medford, Oregon area, we have a red flag warning tonight. But off coast now, coming in off Pacific, the Pacific Ocean, it looks like as if we've got an area of what could be rain all the way from central Oregon all the way down to just north of San Francisco, which could be in the mix for the weekend. Definitely will change the pattern of some things. And again, if you're going to the race up there in Virginia, Bristol, Virginia, depending on where this rain decides to go to, you could have some showers over the weekend. But right now, everything is looking pretty good there. Everything right now is looking pretty good. By the way, I don't know what this is all about. I'll have to look this one up, see what I can find out. But Jimmy Kimmel was just hit with a big-time fine for something that he said or did. And the president last night talked in New Hampshire a little bit about his new Green Deal that he's got. And his Green Deal is buying Greenland. Did you hear about that? He wants to buy the island of Greenland for the United States. Now, there's not a lot of... There's not a lot of things to do in Greenland. I remember being there just once, and it was, first of all, in the middle of winter, and it was cold, and it was miserable, and I thought it was cold where I came from. That was almost like going to the North Pole. So I don't know what the president is talking about, or even if that's sincere. By the way, a little more information on Beto O'Rourke. He vows that he will not run for the U.S. Senate under any scenario. How about that? And the U.S. Coast Guard, at it again, busting 4,600 pounds worth of cocaine. They made a big bust, one of their Coast Guard cutters. So kudos to the Coast Guard for getting it done out there in the water. All right, well, we're coming back, and after the top of the hour news and views and all that stuff, Ms. Rosemary will be back in the picture, and I know she's got greetings and whatnot for everybody tonight. So we'll let her know who's on the line, who's been chiming in, and I'll see you all on the other side of the news report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America from my home studio here in Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.